From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Phase 1 of the state's reopening plan began May 20th in Albany, Rensselaer, Greene, and Columbia counties, and all sorts of businesses locally are getting ready to resume operations. The Highway Drive-In in Coxsackie is showing movies again May 22nd with some regulations. Patrons must remain 6 feet apart with masks on when using the restroom or visiting the snack bar and are asked to only come one at a time. Staff will be wearing gloves. And the marijuana dispensaries in Western Massachusetts are also opening curbside sales to recreational customers May 25th. Not all businesses back open, though, and many have been closed for a long time. Greene County is estimating it will lose $1.4 million in sales tax, or 4.3% in a best-case scenario. The worst scenario for Greene County is a $4.4 million loss, or 13.4% of its potential sales tax. Columbia County estimates losing $1.5 million, or 3.6% of sales tax, but Columbia County could lose nearly 11%, or $4.7 million, in the worst-case scenario. On May 18th, Greene County legislator Michael Bulick, a Republican from Catskill, was the only member of the county's Finance Committee to vote against a resolution calling for Congress to provide all counties with direct, unrestricted federal aid distributed based upon population on May 8th. He said, and I quote, "We're going to put chains around our kids and grandkids to have to pay this back. Federal money is just borrowed money," end quote. Greene County reported two more cases May 20th, up to 252. Columbia County reported one less COVID-19 case on May 20th to 353, but one more death to 29. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Greene Media. The Catskill Village Planning Board May 18th unanimously approved a site plan for a new Stewart shop to be located at the corner of West Main and West Bridge Streets. The site is currently home to Mountain T-shirts, but the Ballston spa-based convenience store chain intends to build a new 4,000-square-foot structure with 4 gas pumps in its place. The public hearing on the project was held April 20th by teleconference, and more than 80 residents participated. Village President Vincent Seeley said the public hearing on the project was held April 20th by teleconference, and more than 80 residents participated. Residents were able to ask their questions over the phone or text their questions to a board member. He said, and I quote, "The original project was too modern for that area of the village. It was a peaked roof building. It just didn't fit. We had them change the entire building," end quote. The board requested some exterior lighting modifications, smaller signage, and a reduction in the number of gas pumps as well. Several state agencies have reviewed the proposal, including the State Department of Environmental Conservation, Department of Transportation, and the Office of Historic Preservation. All determined the project would have no impact on the community. All determined the project had no impact on the community, McCullough said. Officials hope the project will be completed by September. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rebecca Carbello is reporting for the Times Union. The Rensselaer County Sheriff's Office renewed its contract with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, allowing the county to continue to house detained immigrants in its jail. The renewal deadline was June 30th, but Sheriff Patrick Russo let the Rensselaer County Legislature know this week that he had already committed the county to continue the controversial program until June 2021. The legislature immediately forwarded Russo's memo to the New York Civil Liberties Union, which criticized the sheriff for renewing the contract during a pandemic. Melanie Trimble, director of Capital Region Chapter of the New York Civil Liberties Union, said, and I quote, "Doubling down and extending this agreement until June 2021 is a bad deal in the best of times and an unfathomable decision during a pandemic where community resources and public trust are critical. In 2 years since Sheriff Russo made this deal with ICE, it is difficult to see what the county has gained. But the drain on local resources, public safety, and immigrant families is multiplied by the current health crisis," end quote. She added, and I quote, "Sheriff Russo can rescind this agreement at any time, and he should do so immediately," end quote. Rensselaer County is the only county in New York that participates in the federal 287G program. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. The Columbia paper is reporting the Columbia Green Workforce New York office is accepting applications now for the Summer Youth Employment Program for residents of Columbia and Greene counties. Several positions are now available to youth between the age of 14 and 20 and currently enrolled in school, including outdoor projects, which will run from July 6th to August 4th. Many of the positions are being modified to conform to COVID-19 guidelines and regulations. Interested students may download the application at ColumbiaGreenWorks.com and follow the directions for submission. Information is available at 518-828-4181, extension 3108. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.